More evidence today that certain antidepressants could help to reduce hospitalizations and deaths of people with certain cases of COVID-19. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Marina Sirota, Associate Professor at the Bacar Computational Health Sciences Institute at UCSF. Thanks for talking to us today. So which class of drugs are we talking about?
Hi, thank you for having me. So we're talking about selective serotonin uptake inhibitors, which is a class of antidepressant drugs.
These are basically Zoloft and Prozac and the common ones that people know about?
Exactly. Specifically, we looked at Prozac here.
Okay. And so what did we find? What did you find?
So we used a data set put together by Cerner, which is an organization that aggregates clinical information. So this is clinical data from 500,000 COVID-19 patients. And this data is de-identified and available for research purposes. So it allows computational scientists like myself to ask and test new hypotheses. So we took this data set and we asked, are patients that are already taking these SSRIs doing better than patients that are not with COVID-19? And we see that patients on SSRIs do significantly better and have a lower risk of mortality than patients who are not taking these drugs.
So what does that say to you? Obviously, you know, you can't really tell us what you think the mechanism is, or you could tell us what you think the mechanism is, but there are so many possibilities, right?
Absolutely. So this is an association study. We identify a relationship, and of course, as you said, additional studies need to be done to understand the actual mechanism behind why these drugs might be helpful. What we can say is that patients who are on Prozac already have a 28% reduction in mortality or death than patients who are not on this drug, while accounting for many other factors that might be important for COVID-19.
Did you account for things like if you're less depressed in general, your immune system is better, you're less likely to get into deep trouble when you get sick with something, that kind of thing?
So we accounted for comorbidities like obesity, hypertension, things that we know are associated with COVID-19 outcomes, as well as demographics like age, sex, ethnic and racial background, so forth, so that the two groups that we're comparing are similar on those parameters.
Do SSRIs, the Prozac family of antidepressants, do they increase your serotonin in your gut? I'm thinking about inflammatory issues.
Yeah, so not sure about the gut, but there have been some studies looking at the role of serotonin in the gut. These are hypotheses, right? But there has been shown to be some links between serotonin and the immune system. People have said that Prozac potentially decreases some levels of cytokines that might be important for COVID-19, like IL-6, or they might modulate the sigma-1 receptor. However, again, in our study, we didn't interrogate the mechanism of how these drugs work. All we see is that there's an association between patients who are on these SSRIs, and they tend to be doing better. So additional studies need to be carried out to investigate exactly why. It might be an off-target effect of these drugs, or it could be something in terms of the link between serotonin and the immune system.
So interesting. So is this enough to make you say, perhaps somebody, you know, would somebody want to be on this prophylactically? If you're not depressed and you're not on this drug already, is this something people ought to consider?
It's way too early to tell. We need to carry out additional clinical trials to show that this is actually effective, not retrospectively, but going forward, before making any conclusions in terms of getting patients on these drugs.
But people who are already on them might feel a little bit more fortunate, maybe.
Absolutely. At least based on what we observe.
Fascinating. Okay. Thank you very much. We appreciate your time. That's Marina Sirota. She is with the Bacar Computational Health Sciences Institute at UCSF.